那我们现在所处的日子呢，真的是灾难起头的日子。
So we are in an era that, you know, is the beginning of the tribulation.
Sorrows.
Sorrows.
那当我们讲这些信息的时候，好多人觉得，哇，你就是让我们害怕吗？
So when we talk about these things, you might question, so are you here to, you know, like, intimidate, you know, scare us?
啊，其实主耶稣呢，在他这个讲道的过程，常常会讲未来要发生的好多灾难性的事情。
So, during Jesus' teaching, he speaks many times. He spoke many times about the coming of this.
他说我讲的目的是呢，要你们放心，因为我已经提前讲了。
So the reason why he said all this, he said, is this for you to take heart? Because I have already told you all of this.
那个在里面吗？
谁？
可以，那个
声音吗？
不是那个图像。
在呀，在这里是。
OK。
你要看
吗？你也要在里面。
我在里面呀。
OK， 好。那所以主耶稣讲呢，就是这些事情他要发生的一定会发生。
So Jesus said that these things that will happen will happen.
那有些是主耶稣要他发生的。
Some things are destined to happen.
有些事情是这个罪恶的世界的走向，他必然会这样走。
So some things are because the sinful world that leads down this path, and things will happen accordingly.
有些事情是我们祷告可以来阻止的。
So there are things we can pray and then to stop that from happening.
有些事情是我们祷告可以来让它延迟的。
Some there are things we can pray so that it will happen like later.
有些事情你即使怎么祷告也不可能阻止它，一定会发生。
However, there are things, no matter how hard you pray, it will happen definitely.
但是呢，因为你的祷告，你和你的家人在这个期间可以得救，可以受到保守。
But because of your prayers, you and your families can be protected.
还有你为他祷告的那些人可以受到保护。
And the people that you pray for, they will also be protected as well.
所以呢，我们基督徒呢，知道这些事情的时候，神不是要让我们害怕，而是说你要做好准备。
So as a believers, we knew all of these things, so God doesn't want to scare us, but He wants us to be prepared.
所以呢，就是这些事情发生的时候呢，我们主让我们知道这是非常好的一件事情。
So when things happen like that, and we want us to know these are good things.
他说，当这些事情发生的时候呢，你们要怎么样？基督徒要挺胸昂首，因为你们得赎的日子已经来了。
So when these kind of things happen, what do? You have to, you know, stand up tall and be proud, because the day of your victory, salvation is here.
所以主的意思就是，你们要知道，所有我所做的工作都完成了。
So that you know all the things that I have already accomplished.
那所以呢，主呢就是在这个过程中在预备我们。
So God is preparing us on this way.
就像我们走夜路的时候一样。那今天世界上的人呢都在走夜路。
So just like walking in the dark. So most of the people are walking in the darkness.
但是有一群人呢，有一个人给他打着灯，他在走。
But however, there are a group of people, they are walking under a light that is guarded by someone else.
但另一群人呢，他没有人在打灯，他在走。
However, the other group of people, there's no one can lead a life for them.
那哪群人更害怕？是有灯的人更害怕，还是没灯的人更害怕？
So,
大家，
so which group,
按你自己的理解。
Which group of people are more scared, like those who are led by a light or those who are walking in darkness?
其实呢，有灯的人更害怕。
To be honest, the people with light, they should be more scared.
所以今天基督徒听了这些话，害怕是正常的。
So as a Christians, if you hear all these things, if you are scared, that's normal.
但我记得我们那时候爬华山啊，那时候大学爬华山，华山很险啊，就是都在夜里爬，不能在白天爬，因为白天爬人都会退发了，爬不了的，都在夜里爬。
So I remember when we were young, we were hiking the Mount Hua. Okay, it's a very scary hike. So usually we don't do it during the broad daylight, because if we do it in the broad daylight, people were scared because, you know, their leg will turn weak.
所以所有爬华山的人都在夜里爬。
So every person that hikes this mountain, they do it during the night.
因为他看不见下面的深渊，看不见的危险的事情。
So in so because they will not see, you know, the depth of this the 悬崖。
那
so they wouldn't get scared.
但是呢，我们还是需要一些光，在脚前还是要有光。
However, we still need this light, you know, in front of us.
但是那个光不能太亮，太亮在脚前有光就可以。
However, you shouldn't be like overwhelming light, you know, for you to be able to see everything. You know, you can see whatever is on the front of your footstep. That is good enough.
所以主今天带领我们呢，有足够的光。脚前他的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，让我们能够向前走，稳当的向前走，这就够了。
So Jesus is this light, you know, that's in front of every step, so that He gives us enough light to lead us through our ways.
但是没有光的人呢，他可能非常的高兴，什么也看不见。
But those who are living in full darkness, maybe they are happy about the way they live.
但是他的，这个整个的这个下面的结局是。非常可怕。
However, the ending to their lives are pretty scary.
所以在那个华山那边出过很多很多事情，有很多英雄的故事也在那边出了，抢救啊什么的。
So on this Mount Huashan, okay, on this mountain, there's a lot of stories, a lot of heroes that come out of this mountain because they try to rescue other people.
那所以主耶稣呢，这里就是让我们要知道这些事情发生。所以基督徒看到这些，世界上的人不知道，基督徒都知道现在要发生的事情。所以我们基督徒一开始害怕是正常的，弟兄姐妹不要觉得你没有信心，你是正常的，你是一个正常人。
So as a believer, we see all these things happen, and it is okay for you to be scared. It's normal.
那正常人就有正常的情感，对吧？正常的。这个情感。
So as a normal person, we have normal like emotions response.
那正常的情感呢？不管是西方人、东方人，古今往来，我们叫做七情，对吧？啊，七情啊，人有七情六欲啊，七个情，大家还记得没？七情是什么
？So as no matter you are from the Western culture or the Chinese culture, we all have the same emotions. So we have the seven emotions. What are those sevens?
这反正是喜怒忧思惊恐。
So happiness, anger, sadness, 什么
fear,
and what things like that.
所以恐是一个正常的一个情绪情感里面的一个反应。
So to have fear is a normal, you know, part of our emotions. No, yeah, healthy emotions too.
如果人没有恐的话呢，会非常的可怕。
If you don't have fear, it's pretty scary.
大家知道，如果没有这个恐的这个反应的话，是非常可怕。
So you don't have, if you don't have fear, you have to know it's a scary thing.
那个有些那个他们训练恐怖主义的，就是用这个就是。最主要的训练他们没有 fear.
You know those who train for terrorism, like you, they train them so that they are fearless.
那主耶稣来训练我们呢，也是将来是没有这个恐惧的，但是呢，正常的恐惧还会有。
So Jesus
对死亡没有恐惧。
So Jesus are also training us to be fearless, in regards to death, but like other, you know, normal fearless, we're supposed to have that.
那所以呢，今天我们要来预备我们自己。
So we need to, you know, prepare ourselves.
啊，预备的时候呢，带着一个非常一个敬畏神的心态，同时一个开放的心态，知道主非常的爱我们，因为他是那个牧人，他要带领我们走前面的路程。
We need to have this fear of God as well as the openness to know that He is the shepherd of our lives.
世界上会发生。我们将会面临很多的挑战，很多的意想不到的事情。
So there will be things that will happen, you know, that are beyond our imagination.
但是这些事情它能不能大过我们的主
？But can those things bigger than our Lord?
你想想，你跟随的主是创造宇宙万物的主。
Imagine that the Lord that you are following is the creator of heaven and earth.
所以前面不管发生什么样的事情，你跟随的主，他是爱你，他一定会保护你。
So no matter what happens, the Lord that He is leading you, He's the one who loves you.
但我们要做的呢，是真正的来认识他。
So what we need to do is to follow Him and know Him.
那所以圣经里面讲，我们要做预备。
So that's why the Bible says we need to get prepared.
那我们先讲讲这个看看马太福音二十四章。
So let's turn to Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章，很多基督徒非常熟悉这章经文，有一些可能不太熟悉。那我们有一些可能是第一次读到，那没关系，我们一起来读。
So most people are quite familiar with these verses. Some of you might have never heard of it, but it's okay. We will just read together.
OK， 我读中文。阿难读英文。耶稣出了圣殿，正走的时候，门徒近前来，把殿宇指给他看。
Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciple came up to him and called his attention to its building.
耶稣对他们说：“你们不是看见这殿宇吗？我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被撤毁了。”
Do you see all these things? He asked. Truly, I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another.Everyone will be thrown away, thrown down.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒昂昂地来说：“请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？”
As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciple came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen, and what will be the signs of your coming and of the end of the age?"
耶稣回答说：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。”
Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you."
因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many.
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。
You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen.But the end is still to come.
这都是灾难的起头，那是灾难的。
民要攻打民，第七节。
第七节，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多出必有饥荒、地震。
Nation will rise against nation, and the kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
这都是灾难的起头。
All these are the beginning of the birth pain.
那时仍要把你们陷在荒浪里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被妄命恨恶。
Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。
At that time, many will turn away from faith and will betray and hate each other.
且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人。
And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people.
只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold.
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
你们看见先知但以理所说的，那心毁坏可憎的葬在圣地，读这经的人需要会意。
So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation spoken of.Through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand.
那时在犹太的应当逃到山上。
And then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains.
在房上的不要下来拿家里的东西。
Let no one on the house top go down to take anything out of the house.
在田里的也不要回去取衣裳。
Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak.
但那些日子怀孕的和奶孩子的有祸。
How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers.
你们应当祈求叫你们逃走的时候不遇见冬天或是安息日。
Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on Sabbath.
因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今，没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。
For then there will be great distress, unequal from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again.
若不减少那日子，凡有血气的，总没有一个得救的，只是为选民，那日子必减少了。
If those had not been cut in, if those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened.
那时若有人对你们说基督在这里，或说基督在那里，你们不要信。
At that time, if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Messiah," or "There he is," do not believe it.
因为假基督、假先知将要起来，像大神迹、大奇事。倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。
For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect.
看哪，我预先告诉你们。
See, I told you ahead of time.
若有人对你们说，看哪，基督在旷野里，你们不要出去；看哪，基督在内屋中，你们不要信。
So if anyone tells you, there he is out in the wilderness, do not go out. Or here he is in the inner room, do not believe it.
闪电从东边发出，直照到西边，人子降临也要这样。
For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man.
死守在哪里，鹰也必聚在哪里。
Where there is a carcass, there will be there the vultures will gather.
那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落。天势都要震动。
Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken.
那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭。
Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and all the people of earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds.
你们要看见人子有能力，大有荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。
On the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, with power.
他要差遣使者，用号筒的大声见他的选民，从四方，从天这边到那边都召聚了来。
And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发芽张叶的时候。你们就知道夏天近了，这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口。
Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door.
我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things.
天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，这连天上的使者也不知道，人子也不知道，唯独父知道。
But about the day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be the coming of the Son of Man.
当洪水以前的日子，仍照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark.
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样，那时两个人。
And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away.
那是两个人在田里取去一个，撇下一个。
Two men will be in the field, no one, one will be taken, and the other left.
两个女人推磨，取一个，撇下一个。
Two women will be grinding with handmills, one will be taken, and the other left.
所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
So therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
假如若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖土房屋，这是你们所知道的。
But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night that thief is coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into.
所以我们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
这次中心由将士的仆人被主人所派管理家里的人，当时分粮给他们呢？
Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servant in his household?
主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。
It will be good for the servant those masters find him doing good when he returns.
我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。
Truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions.
倘若那恶仆心里说，我的主人必来的迟。
Suppose a servant is wicked and say to himself, My master is staying away for a long time.
就动手打他的同伴，又和醉酒的人一同吃喝。
And he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with strong words.
在想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来。
The master of the servant will come on a day when he does not expect him at the hour he is not aware of.
重重地处置他，定他和那假冒为善的人同罪。在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
He will cut him to pieces and assign him to a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那读了这一章经文呢，可能好多人读一开始读的时候啊，觉得心情蛮沉重。
So when a lot of people when they first read, when they first read the verses, they felt very heavy-hearted.
那到今天，作为一个牧师来读的话呢，其实我的心情也还是沉重。
So even to this day, as a pastor, when I read the passage, I feel very heavy in my heart as well.
但这么多年呢，神就一直在我的心里面来，工作，来，经历他很多的恩典，很多的真实。
But God has been working in my heart for all these years, so that I have experienced all His mercies and His blessings.
那。越来越知道，就是不仅仅是在知识上、头脑里面知道，在经验里面也知道，就是他是那个创造天地的主，
so,
他是那个大能的神。
So not just in knowledge, but also in my spirit, I know that He is the God who created heaven and earth. He is the mighty God.
那另外很有非常重要的一点是，他是爱我们的神。
But most important of all, He is a God who loves us.
大家知道，神就是爱，圣经里面讲。
So Bible says, God is love.
大家明白不明白？神就是爱。
Do you understand? God is love.
对不信主的人，神也是爱的。
So to those who do not believe, God is still love to them.
因为他的本性就是爱。
Because that's what he is made of.
那因着他的大能和他的大爱。让我们心里面信的人心里就有一个确据。
So, but because of His power, because of His love, to those who believe, we have this evidence. You know, we have this. We know that
assurance.
Yes.
我们的天父在任何的灾难里面必然会来保守我。
So in any type of tribulation or sorrow, He will be there to protect us.
那其中保守的一个方式呢，也是要来预备我们。
So one of the ways for him to protect us is to prepare us.
来预备我们的信心。
To prepare our faith.
预备我们的爱心。
To prepare our love.
预备我们的忍耐。
Endurance.
预备我们的知识。
Our knowledge.
预备我们怎么样来听见他的声音。
To prepare us to.Be able to hear the voice of him.
他也会不断来纠正我们过去的一些想法。
And he will also correct us in our old ways of thinking.
那我们在属灵孩童的时候，有我们自己的想法，我们常常就好像要巧克力吃。
So as a spiritual children, like when we're young in spirit, just like little children, we always ask for chocolates.
但是呢？父母可能不会常常给他巧克力。
But as parents, like we don't always give chocolate to our kids, right?
啊，特别是健康的父母。
Especially healthy parents.
有智慧的父母。
Or wise parents.
我们的父是一个有智慧的。
So our parents are wise.
那所以不会常常给我们巧克力。
So we don't usually give candies to our
kids. 那我们就要明白，不断的来明白知道这个父亲的心意究竟是什么。
So that's why we need to continue to understand what is in God's mind.
那越来越知道他心意的时候呢，圣经里面讲，他说你无论求什么，天上的父都要答应。
So the more you know about His ways, His mind, Bible says, no matter what you ask, God is going to give it to you.
那如果我的孩子说，哎呦，他说他读完这个书啊，他又想做另外一件什么服侍主的事情啊，什么？我一定，他要什么我给他。
For example, if my kids finish whatever they are studying right now, and they say, "Okay, I'm going to minister to the Lord," no matter what he asks, I will say yes.
大家明白吗？
Do you understand?
我们今天要的好多的东西，神不给是有原因的。
So there are a lot of things that you have asked, but God didn't give it to you, and those are for a reason.
包括我们觉着非常正确的，我要的一点没错的，他不给也是有原因的。
Even including those things that you think is, you know, justifiable when you ask, we think that it's right for us to ask, but still,
他有他的原因。
He has his own reasons.
那比如说你祷告一个你很喜欢的房子，他就不给你。
For example, you ask for a very good house that you really like, and he doesn't give it to you.
你说我要的也不多，就要一栋房子，就那个山上挺漂亮的。
You might say, okay, I didn't ask too much, right? I only asked this little house on the mountain, you know, the beautiful house.
那我可以服侍你，对不对？在那里弟兄姐妹聚会，也都很好。
Oh, I can, you know, serve you over there in that house. I can bring brother and sister over and.
因为神就不给你。
But God doesn't give it to you.
因为他知道明年的时候那里面有山崩。
Maybe he knows there will be a landslide next year on that mountain.
那事实上是的，Coquitlam 在前几年的时候，在那个山上就是一个华人的房子，那个华人就死掉了，埋掉了，死掉了，山崩。
So indeed it happened on the Coquitlam Mountain. So during one of the landslide, a owner of the house died, buried alive.
好多这样的事情发生，神不给，他是有原因的，都是因着爱。
So there are things like that, you know, happen because, you know, God stops you from getting the things that you wanted out of love.
所以，当我们越来越明白神的心意的时候呢，我们的祷告，我们的他怎么样带领，我们越来越会清楚。
So that when we now get to know more of Him, about our prayers, we will understand how He leads us.
大家明白，对吧
？So do you understand that?
我们的神是爱我们的。
Our God is a God who loves us.
一定把最好的给我。
And He wants to give us the best.
那有时候你就发现周围的弟兄姐妹，有的人，包括最近有两个弟兄，比我年轻，就是没打招呼就走了。
So recently, two brothers that we know of, they are all younger than me. When they start saying goodbye, they just.Pass away.
两个都是车祸。
So both of them died from car accident.
那即刻就死了。
So they immediately, you know, they died right on the scene.
那即使这样的事情发生，有一位我们是非常熟悉的，他的太太后来讲了一句，就说，有一个声音告诉他，他说他在地上的事做完了。
So one of them, we know them.And then the wife, we know them, and then the wife said, there's a voice that was telling her that his job on earth have done.
因为安娜也非常熟悉这位弟兄和姐妹。
Because Anna knows these two couples.
那他就走了。
So he died, he passed away.
像这些一开始都蛮痛苦的，但是呢我们知道神允许这些发生，真的有他的旨意在里面。
So no, we know things like that happen, but there are God's blessing to it as well.
那我们现在不知道。
So even though we do not understand at this moment.
那我知道那位弟兄曾经在我们的教会带一个小组，他真的非常的爱主。
So,
讲话不多，但是呢非常尽心。
So this brother that we know of, he used to lead a Bible study in our church. So he loved God and he doesn't talk a lot.
当到他看到桌子很小，我们人越来越多的时候，他就买一个大的桌子。
So when he see the table was too small to accompany all of us, he bought a bigger table.
那后来呢，他就是。 看到那个房子也太小，他就把另外一个房子腾出来，让我们在另外一个大的房子里聚会。
And he saw the room was not big enough, so he moved his stuff into a different room and gave us room for, you know, give us a bigger room to accommodate.
弟兄，他做神都不纪念，神知道他，他今天在跟天父在一起。
So everything that he did, God remembers, and he is in heaven with God right now.
虽然从家人和我们朋友的角度来讲，好像神没有保护他。
So from our standpoint of view, including his family, it seems that God didn't protect him.
但我相信以后的日子我们都会明白。
But I believe that in the coming days, we will all be able to understand.
那这些事情我们也要做好准备。
But we need to prepare of all these things.
因为我们的圣经从来没有描述过天色长了。
Because our Bible never says everything will be, you know, nice and good.
那耶稣的十二个门徒，除了耶稣上约翰上钟以外，其他的全部是被砍头的。
So all the 12 disciples, except for John, everyone was persecuted.
Killed. 那他们信什么？
So what do they believe? How do they believe?
如果从我们世人今天的温哥华的这个信主的好多人信主要的东西来讲，他们信什么？
So from us as people who live in Vancouver, the things we pray about, ask for, what do you think they, you know, they have faith in, they believe in?
刚才我们讲到使徒约翰活得最长，活了九十多岁，写了启示录。他的哥哥雅各在教会第一次逼迫里面就被砍头了。
So John, the person who lived until his 90s, he wrote the book of Revelation. His brother James was killed when they first persecuted the church.
你知道他的哥哥雅各还有约翰还有彼得三个人呢，是耶稣最贴身的门徒。耶稣去哪里最重要的事情就带着他们三个人。
So you know, John, Peter and James are the three disciples that Jesus, you know, loved, and he always bring them. He always bring them to places.
最重要的启示也赐给他们三个人。
And he also gave him the most important revelation as well.
应当说，教会开始的时候，他们也是被圣大运的时候。
And you should say that, you know, when the church started, they should be the three pillars of the church. They should be used mightily by God.
所以教会刚开始，雅各就被这个殉道。
So when church first started, James was killed.
那我们不知道神的心意是什么。
So we do not understand what's in God's mind.
但是圣经里面写的很清楚，将来新耶路撒冷建立的时候呢，根基上的十二个珍珠，根基上十二个使徒的名字里面就有雅各在里面。
But the Bible says when the new Jerusalem comes, the 12 pearls or the foundations will carve the name of all the 12 disciples, including James.
他们将来是跟耶稣跟我们在一起，我们见到的他们是跟耶稣在一起，是这个就是天国里面的根基上面。
So when we see them in heaven, you will see the 12 are the foundations of the heaven above.
这个彼得，使徒彼得是彼得之首，他在罗马被钉了十字架。
So Peter, he was crucified in Rome.
因为当时这个没有写在圣经里面，但是早期的文献里面记载，就是说当时这个罗马皇帝呢，就是说要人拜他啊，对的，但是基督徒不拜，就是教会有大逼迫。
So even though it's not written in the Bible, but there are a lot of history book talk about the emperor in Rome. He asked people to worship him, but as Christians, they do not worship idols.
当时教会的弟兄姐妹呢，就是劝说彼得赶紧离开，因为肯定他会被找麻烦。
So the brothers and sisters were asking Peter to leave quickly because he will be persecuted for sure.
那在这个 legend 就是那个传奇里面记载呢，就是当他走到罗马城门的时候呢，看到一个异性，看到主来了。
So the legend says when he walked to the gate of Rome and he saw in a vision.
他就问主说，主，你来干什么？
He asked Jesus, why are you here?
主说了一句话，说我让他们再钉十字架。
The Lord says, I'm here for them to crucify me again.
后来他就立刻知道主的心意了，因为他主的羊要人牧养。
And he knew God's heart. He knew that he has to lead the Lord's, the shepherd's lamb.
所以他就回到城里面去。
So he went back to the city.
回到城里面去，后来被钉十字架。
And of course he was crucified.
当他钉十字架的时候，他就说，我不配和我的主一样钉法，把我倒着钉下。
So he said, I'm not worthy to crucify in the same way as my Lord. So he was hanged upside down. He was crucified upside down.
所以这次使徒们就说怎么样来为主殉道。
So that's how the disciples died for the Lord.
那早期的基督徒有很多很多的逼迫，但每一次逼迫和殉道，很多的基督徒被逼迫死亡的时候呢，教会就增长得非常快。
So in the early days, there are a lot of the persecutions in the early church. But after every persecution, the more love they have for the Lord.
对，就是教会就增长。
Okay, so the church grew even bigger.
所以教会历史上有一句话叫"殉道者的血就是教会的种子"。
So there is a saying that the blood of those
martyrs
are the seeds of the gospel.
那事实上，那个见证人，就是殉道者，是同一个词。那在希腊文里面是同一个词。
So in Greek, martyr and witnesses are the same words.
那就是见证人。
So meaning they are the
殉道就是为主的见证。
So to die for Christ is to be a witness of Him.
所以我们每一个人呢，当我们的日子到了，神要接我们去的时候，我们知道我们在做什么。
So
这个非常重要。
So when our time has come, when He's here to take us home, we need to know that.
We know what we are doing.
So we know what we are doing is.
那这就是神要我们预备的。
So this is what God has prepared us for.
神要预备我们在那个时候。我们直到我们回家的时候到了。
God needs to prepare us to know that it is time for us to go home.
那过去有过这种情况，就到那个时候他不愿意回家。
There are times, you know, there are the incidents that happen in the past when the time comes and he doesn't want to go home.
他就要出卖主。
He wants to betray the Lord.
那个时候没有别的，他就是出卖主。圣经上讲，你不承认主的名，天上也不会承认你的名。
So the Bible says, if you do not confess His name, when you go back to heaven, He will not recognize you as well.
那我今天讲这个道呢，大家听起来可能沉重，但是就是要来预备大家，知道我们的主是爱我们的，这是非常重要。他也是大能的。
Even though it seems the teaching today is heavy, but we need to know that He is a God who loves us, and He is the mighty God.
那这些马太福音24章讲的这些东西都会发生。
And everything written in Matthew 24 will happen.
他说天地要废去，我的话不会废去。
So heaven and earth will fade away, but my words will never fade away.
那里特别的讲到呢，就是说，讲到这个民攻打民。国攻打国，这些都在发生。
It says the nation will against nations and the people will against people.
我也稍微解释一下，就是让大家以后读的时候、默想的时候更加容易明白，这个民攻打民呢，和国攻打国有什么区别呢
？So what is the difference between nation against nation and the people against people? 这是 people 吗？他写的。
第七节 ，nation will rise against nation。Kingdoms.
Nation will arise against nation and kingdom against. Kingdom.
这里的 nation 原本就是 ethnos， 就是 ethnic groups.
Okay, the original text means
种族，就是民族和民族之间的仇恨越来越深。
So,
比如说什么 这个白人、黄种人、黑人、印度人，就是种族之间的矛盾越来越少。
So different ethnic groups will have will rise against each other. For example, Caucasians, Asians, Black.
国共大国呢，就是有国家的这个地域，对吧？就国家的政府、政权。
Okay, kingdom against kingdom means you know countries. You know, like we have borders. You know, country against countries.
那这里讲到呢，就是说特别讲到，就是说这个大家明白这个是民国，这些都在发生。
So you have to understand the difference, nation and kingdom, and all of these things will happen eventually.
还有第五节要做点解释节，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督。
And we also want to talk about verse 5. It says, "For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah." And will deceive many.
那这个呢，就是我们的翻译，现在的翻译就是说，那些冒基督的名来的人说呢，我是基督，他指着他自己说我是基督。
So those who say, "Okay, I am the Messiah."
啊，但是其实原文里面呢，它是没有标点符号，也没有引号的。
So the original text, there are no quotations.
没有任何的标点符号。
Okay, so no marks or anything.
那可以翻译成呢，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，说耶稣基督就是基督，有好多人来。
Okay, so it means that a lot of people will come and say, okay, he is the Christ, I am the Christ.
就好多人呢讲耶稣基督就是基督，但是他是假先知，明白了吗
？Meaning that people will say, okay, Jesus is the Christ, but they are false prophets.
大家明白这个意思？
Did you
好多人在教会里面讲耶稣，但是都是假先知。
That means that a lot of people will talk about Christ in church, but they are false prophets.
因为他们没有讲真道。
Because they do not talk about the truth.
那另外讲到十五节，这个当以理讲的人呢，心毁坏可真的葬在圣地，读这经的人需要会意。这个呢，讲的就是将来敌基督的来临。
And verse 15, it says, about Prophet Daniel, the words that they said about the abomination that causes desolation, these are talking about the Antichrist.
大家知道，就是说现在犹太人在准备建第三圣殿。
So you know, in Jerusalem, they are trying to build the holy temple.
Third temple. 他们已经所有的东西都准备好。
They have prepared all the materials.
但是呢，原来圣殿的地址现在就是那个回教的金顶寺，所以那个不知道怎么才能建了。
Okay, so the original location of the holy temple is nowadays, you know, the Golden Dome Muslim temple right now.
但是呢，好多先知也看到这个问题会解决，国际上政治家会解决。
So we don't know what's going to happen, but a lot of people say eventually, the prophet said that eventually it will be solved.
而且第三圣殿会建起来。
And indeed, the tabernacle, sorry, the holy temple will be built.
第三圣殿建起来，谁会坐在里面？
So when the third holy temple have built, so who is going to sit there?
耶稣会坐在里面吗？
Jesus, is Jesus going to be there?
耶稣是不会坐在里面。
Jesus will not be there.
那犹太人这个从耶稣这个处死复活以后到今天呢，他们必须要认识耶稣就是他们当代的弥赛亚。
So as Jews, they need to understand that Jesus is the Messiah that they have all been longing for.
当他们等不到，不承认耶稣是弥赛亚时，另外一个人就要坐在那里。
If they don't understand that Jesus is the Messiah, someone else will sit there in the holy throne.
那将来事情就会不断的发生。
And eventually, you know, things will happen, right?
那大家这些经文呢，大家回去可以仔细的默想，仔细的去读。有一点呢，耶稣讲的非常清楚，天地要废去，我的话不能废去。
So, you can go home and read all these verses and meditate on it. But one thing is to be clear, Jesus said, the heaven and earth will fade away, but my words will never fade away.
但今天我们最主要的要集中在后面一段时间，我们怎么样来预备。那从36节到51节呢，你就发现有些人呢预备好了，有些人没预备好。
But we need to understand, like, we need to get prepared from the verse 36 onwards to 51. You will see that some people have prepared themselves, some people have not.
那好多人就说，我是不是将来比这个主耶稣的时刻，时刻有很多的时刻啊？我们讲到这个主的日子啊，有好多说法。
So when we talk about the moment of God, when we talk about the timing of God, there seems that many timings, right? Many times.
那我们基督徒去世的时候，见主面的那个，也可以说是主的日子，对我们个人来说。
So on the day that we die to see God, it is also the time of God.
For us personally.
Yeah, personally, yeah.
那另外呢，就是说这个主耶稣再来要提我们的时候，也是主的日子。
And his second coming for the rapture is also God's day of God.
那大灾难来临的时候呢，那个也是主的日子。
So when the end time comes for the tribulation comes, that is also the time of God.
那最后的审判也是主的日子。
And then the final judgment day is also the time of God.
那这里特别的讲到呢，他就说好多人会说，哎呦，听到说这里基督在这里，基督在那里，可能我们这基督徒就要去找这个基督。
Here it says Christ is here, Christ is there. As Christians, it seems that we will go and find the Christ, right?
我们能不能找见
？Can we find him?
圣经里面讲的很清楚，你不要信。
But here it says clearly, do not believe it.
那我们怎么知道呢
？Then how do we know?
你如果预备好了，你不用担心。
If you are prepared, you do not need to worry.
那么他说，怎么样？闪电从东边发出，直照到西边，人子降临也要这样。死守在哪里，鹰也必聚在哪里。
Because it says, as the lightning that comes from the east, that is even visible in the west, so it will be the coming of the Son of Man. Where there is a carcass, there will be vultures.
那死守在哪里？大家知道鹰呢，就是朝着他的猎物就去了。他的眼睛是非常锐利的，在几千米的高空看得清清楚楚啊，兔子在哪里
？So as eagles, they see clearly with their eyes. They know exactly where the rabbits are.
所以耶稣知道他的人在哪里，你不用担心的。
So just like Jesus, he knows where his people are. You don't need to worry.
你要担心的是你是不是耶稣的人
？You the only thing you need to worry about is do you believe to belong to Jesus?
所以我们要来预备我们自己。
So that's why we need to prepare ourselves.
那另外讲到呢，就是说这个是主来的日子呢。两个人在田里取一个撇下一个。
And it says about two people in the field, one will be taken away, one will left behind.
两个女人推磨取一个撇下一个。
So two women milling the grains, one will be taken, the other will.
在路加福音里面讲到呢，两个人在床上睡觉取一个撇下一个。
And also in the book of Luke, it says two people are sleeping on the bed, one will be taken away, one will be left behind.
那好多解经家也说，这个也很特别，就是主非常清楚，有的地方是白天，有的地方是夜晚。
So,
我们不知道，这是圣经里面的，对吧？有的人在田里，有的人在睡觉，就是有的人在推磨，在帮忙，所以主知道哪个地方是白天，哪个地方全球性的。
So you will see it's very interesting, you know, it mentions about the evening times, right, when people are sleeping and also the people are working in the daytime. So they know that, you know, in some areas of the world, they are the dark times. In the other area of the world, might be broad daylight for them.
所以这个人被取去以后，留下是由谁决定的？
So who is there to decide who is going to take away and who is going to leave behind?
是我们决定还是主决定的？
Are we the decision maker?
说我们决定的举手。
Raise your hand if you think you can decide that.
说主决定的举手。
Raise your hand if you think that it is up to God.
Okay, 那个时刻是由主来决定。
So for that moment, God is going to make the decision.
但是前面的时刻呢，我们是有份的。我们的装备，我们怎么装备？
Before,
我们也起决定性的作用，也不仅仅是主来决定的。
But before that moment comes, we are, you know, partakers. So we have the ability to make the decision.
就是好多时候我们说主拣选我们啊，主拣选他做 做经一个公司的老板做拣选那个人做经理，他并不是下来就是找这个人把他放在经理的位置，不是的，那个人已经预备好，是不是？两方面都有原因，是不是？
So for instance，
好多人说神的这个拣选好像是神在下抓人一样。No， 神非常清楚谁准备好。
Okay, people might think that, you know, it seems that God's decision, like I'm choosing people, it seems very random, but it's not the case. For example, if a person is in a management position, does it mean that God just grab whatever he has and then put him in that position? No, it's because that person has, you know, already trained himself and he's ready for that position. So that's when God will put him in that position.
那后面就讲到就是说所以我们的份就是要预备好。
So for us, what we need to do is we need to get ourselves prepared for it.
那后面还讲到仆人，有的也预备好，有的没有预备好。服侍主的人，有的预备好了，有的没有预备好。
And later on, they even talk about servants, you know, as people who serve God. Even some of them are not prepared.
我如果今天不讲这样的信息，我就是那个恶仆，明白吗？
So if I don't talk about this message, I will be the evil servant.
因为就是装讲人好听的。
Because I will be the one only to talk to you about, you know, good things.
那我们讲到这里的时候呢，就是我们要知道，就是我们将来见主面的时候呢，要像我们使徒保罗那样，就是我们有那个信心，见主面我们非常有信心。
So we need to talk about this so that, you know, when we see the faith, our face to face with our God, we have the faith in us.
我们可以读一下这个提摩太后书第四章。
We can turn to First Timothy.
Second
Timothy, sorry.
使徒保罗给我们列了一个很好的榜样。
Second Timothy chapter 4.We can see the example of Paul.
Timothy 对，那第三节讲呢？因为时候要到，人必仰仿纯正的道理而多发扬，就随从自己的情欲，添了好些师傅。
So if you read verse 3, it says, "For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around."They will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear.
所以我们现在要很小心，我们的师父太多了。
So we need to pay attention because we have too many teachers.
我们现在随便都能找到一个师父。
So we can easily find a teacher.
你会发现有时候我们不警醒的时候，我们发现我们的师父我们根本不认识，大部分时间不认识。
So if we are not careful, we will realize that we don't recognize a lot of, we don't actually know a lot of our teachers.
第四节讲呢，言而不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语，他们是耳朵发哑。
They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to the myth, and their ears are itching.
那个Facebook 的一个创始人 Adam, 其中的一个，他讲的也很有意思，他说怎么样来做这个 marketing 很有意思。
So one of the founders of Facebook, his name is Adam, he said something very interesting about marketing.
他说非常重要的呢，就是要现在他先知道现在的人呢，他们认为他们自己有客观判断的能力，其实他们是跟着他们朋友讲的话，他们只听他们喜欢的人的话。
So even
though, 所以你要 market 就 market 他的朋友圈，所以叫做小，他一本书叫做小圈子大社交，那个大家可以搜索一下，小圈子大社交翻译成中文。
小圈子大社交。
啊，就是你要他只听他圈子里面人的，但是呢，他认为他是自己做了客观的判断，因为耳朵发炎，只听他喜欢听。
So he wrote a book about how to influence a person, like even though you may think you have individual, you know, mindset, however, you are actually influenced by your circles of friends. So if you want to market, if you want to do marketing, you need to target, you know, the people that is around you, you know. So he wrote a book called How You Influence Greater Audience by Influencing the Smaller Circle.
所以就是因为现在的人呢，就是说他们掩耳不听真道，喜欢听他们要听的。
So that's why people are, you know, trying to hide away, so that they are turning their ears away from truth, and they only listen to what they like to hear.
所以保罗呢，定住提摩太，你要继续的传讲正道。
So that's why Paul urged Timothy continue to speak of truth.
保罗同时也讲他自己呢，现在他知道他自己要去主那面。
And Paul also said that he knows his time has come.
他怎么来评论他自己呢
？And how does he say about himself？
他说第七节，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
And he said in verse 7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
从此以后有公义的光明为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日子要赐给我的。不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
保罗其实那时候后来也是被处决了，应该是被处决了。这时候应该是在监狱里面，但是他非常的清楚，他给提摩太讲了，就说。我被交电的时候到了，但是呢，美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所行的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的光明为我存留。
Okay, so during that time, Paul is in jail, and eventually he was persecuted, and that's why he was telling Timothy about he's been ready to be poured out like wine.And he had fought the good fight, had finished the race, had kept his faith, and there will be a crown of righteousness in store for him.
所以呢，神在我们好好预备呢，神也会给我们这样的信心。
So if we truly prepare ourselves, God is also, you know, have these things in store for us as well.
那好多时候说，哎呦，我是一个。刚信主的基督徒，我怎么能达到这样的标准呢
？You might say, okay, I am just a new believer. How can I reach this height?
弟兄姐妹，你要非常的清楚，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，不是出于自己。
So you have to clearly understand, our faith is based on grace. It's not by our own might. So it's not by our own power that we receive the salvation.
这不是我们要担心的事情，我们要除去这样的惧怕。
So it is not something for you to concern. We need to cast out this kind of mindset.
就像两个孩子，一个十几岁的孩子，一个 baby 掉到水里面，父亲先救哪个？这个问题，经典的问题啊。这个不是那个婆婆和媳妇的问题啊，这个两个儿子。
So if you have two sons.One is a teenager, the other is a baby. If they both drown in the water, like who are you going to, you know, rescue first?
那如果是我的话，先救那个 baby, 对吧
？So of course I will save the baby if I am the father.
当然也会救那个 teenager, 但是 teenager 他至少可以扑腾两下，有时间扑腾两下。
Of course I will save my teenage son as well, but.Since he's a teenager, he should be able to, you know, like help himself a little bit, right?
所以呢，你如果是 baby 的话呢，神的眼目更加在看顾着。
So if you're still a baby, you know, you have to understand God's eyes are, you know, fixed on you even more.
我们要确信，我们要确定，我们是他的 baby.
We need to be sure that we are his baby.
那我们如果确信是他的败笔呢很重要的就是我们将的那个灵里面重生的就是要吃灵莲对吧要亲近他
If we truly know that we are his baby you will know that we need to start by getting the spiritual food
那最后一节经文在这个雅各书第四章第八节就是我们怎么样来确定就是怎么样来预备我们自己有很多的经文要讲但是讲一节经文
Okay, so the last verse we're going to read is James chapter 4 verse 8
这里讲到呢就是说你们亲近神 神就必亲近你。
Come near to God and He will come near to you.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要建立一个亲近主的习惯。
We need to have this habit of going, you know, coming closer to God.
明天早上起来，明天至少要有时间来读经祷告。
So every morning, at least once a day, we need to have set a time to pray and worship God.
就像我们明天吃饭一样。
Just like every day, we need to have food.
就像我们明天要呼吸一样。
Just every day, we need to breathe.
活着的人他就要吃饭，要呼吸。
So as a living person, we need to breathe, we need to eat.
那您如果不读经不祷告，就是灵里面有病。
If you do not pray, if you do not read your Bible, that means you are spiritually sick.
就像你不想吃饭，不想不呼吸。
Just like you don't want to eat food, you don't want to breathe.
大家明白吗？
Do you understand?
所以你不如说，如果天天不喜欢读经，不喜欢祷告的话呢，好好跪在主的面前，要 cry out， 向主来呼求。
If you don't like to read your Bible, if you don't like to pray, you have to kneel before the Lord, cry out to Him.
看是什么问题阻碍阻碍你。
Ask Him what is it in the way.
如果你没有重生，你要确定你要重生。
If you have not been resurrected with Him,
born again.
If you are not born again, you have to make sure that you know Him, you received Him.
就是你是神的真儿女。
You are the true son and daughter.
因为将来审判要从教会开始，想要审判假的基督徒。
Because the judgment will first come to the church from those who claim to be believers.
对，所以呢，就是我们要为我们的亲友来祷告。如果我们认为我们是基督徒的话呢，我们要做真的基督徒，不是你是成熟的基督徒还是卑鄙，而是要做真的基督徒。
So, we need to pray for our friends and families.So we need to know that, you know, we want to be true believers. We want to be true sons and daughters of Him, not like how this.
那所以呢，我们也要为我们的家人祷告，急切的祷告，他们要来得救。
So we also need to pray for our family members, our friends.
我们为我们的周围的没有得救的人、社区的人来祷告。
We need to pray for those who have not believed yet.
得失不得失，我们要来传福音。
So in season and out of season, we need to pray for them.
那我们要祷告这个属灵的觉醒。
We need to pray for the awakening of our spiritual mindset, a spiritual awakening.
我就讲一个属灵觉醒的一个例子，很快。
I want to give you an example of this spiritual awakening.
曾经有一个传道人，他小时候主耶稣向他显现，但是呢，他不跟随主。
So there was a child
preacher.
Preacher, when he was a little boy, God appeared to him.But he doesn't want to follow God.
他后来呢，就是神不断的来找他，但是他被神冒犯。
So, but however, God continuously to come closer to him, and he was annoyed by this.
大家有没有被神冒犯的经历
？Have you been, you know, been
offended
by God? Offended by God, yeah.
感谢主，你如果没有的话，感谢主。
If you have not, then praise the Lord.
如果你有的话，也感谢主。就今天坐在这里，说明还是没有被冒犯。
If you have praise the Lord, when you're sitting here today, that means even He have offended you.
他个人被神冒犯很特别，各有各的经历。
So it's very interesting for him to be offended by God. So everyone has different stories.
你看，包括我们最近这个我们的弟兄啊，突然年纪比我还小，突然去世，有的人就会被冒犯。
For example, this young brother who is younger than me, suddenly passed away. A lot of people might be offended by this.
或者有一段时间被什么冒犯。
Or you can say for a period of time they are being offended.
但是这个弟兄呢，他是怎么冒犯的呢？他读到十字架，他是一个犹太人，读到十字架的时候，他说他的冒犯的理由很特别。他说上帝才派他的儿子上十字架，这个上帝太怂了，我不信他怎么把儿子送上十字架。这里有词词，大家觉得挺有意思是吧。
So he's a Jewish, you know why he was offended by God? Because when he read about Jesus the Son of God being crucified, he was so mad about why you sending your own son, you know, to die.
他说你为什么自己
Why?
自己不承担，把儿子拿来承担。
Why you don't, you know, do it yourself, right? Why do you sacrifice your son?
好，今天先不要特别深的思考这个问题，继续往下走。
We are not going to talk about.
后来他就继续干坏事。
So he continued to do, you know, things, the bad things.
不敬畏神。
He doesn't fear God.
后来他结婚生子，生了孩子。
And then he got married and he had children.
当他把孩子第一个孩子生下来抱在手里面的时候，他听到一个声音。
So when he was holding his first child, and he heard this voice.
这个声音告诉他，你如果不改变，你的这个孩子因为你他要去地，因为你的所有的东西都会影响他。
And he heard this voice saying that if you do not change, this child of yours will go down to the pit because you go down.Go down to hell.
他就突然醒过来了。
And all of a sudden, he has this spiritual awakening.
也非常特别，他回转的这个也是非常特别。当他把自己的儿子抱在手上的时候，他对这个上帝差派儿子这件事情他就明白了。
It is very interesting about this thing because when he held his first baby, and when this word was spoken to him, he suddenly understand why God sacrificed his own son.
他也开始悔改，他知道他的行为，他如果不归向主，不敬畏神，他将来会影响他的儿子，什么都会传给他的儿子。
And he also understands that if he doesn't change, like he is going to influence his children, you know.
后来就成为一个非常有影响力的传道人，到好多地方传福音，好多的神迹其实随着他。
And he became a very influential preacher. He went to many places to.You know, tell people about the gospel.
所以我们祷告，我们自己要有属灵的觉醒，我们周围的人要有属灵的觉醒。
So we need to pray to have this spiritual awakening, as well as spiritual awakening for our, you know, close ones.
我们上个礼拜讲到这个老底嘉教会，我们祷告，我们不要成为不冷不热的基督徒。
So a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the Church of Laodicea. We need to pray so that we don't become this group of people who neither hot or cold.
那这里讲到呢，我们要有祷告属灵的决心，特别一直不断的要知道要强调神是爱我们，这是非常重要的。
So we need to have the spiritual awakening. We will need to continue to emphasize on the fact that God loves us.
那神不会让我们单独去走一条我们不能走的道路。
God will not lead us to walk on a path that we cannot walk.
他不会让我们走一条就走不通的道路。
He will not lead us to walk our way that has no, you know, no.
反过来，他说我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
Instead, he said, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light."
不管将来什么样的灾难发生，跟着主走，担子是轻省的，轭是容易的。
So no matter what happens, follow him. Your yoke will be easy. Your burden will be light.
你自己走才真正的感受到沉重。
If you walk alone, you will feel the heaviness on your shoulder.
我相信今天不信主的人都会这样想。
I believe those who do not believe in God, they know they understand this feeling.
非常沉重。
Very heavy load on them.
我曾经碰到一个国内来的移民，一天打三份工，养活全家。
So I know this new immigrant from China, and then.He needs to work 3 jobs in order to support a family.
他说我只能死不能病。
He said, I can have sickness, but I cannot die.
No, I can't die.
I can die, but I cannot have sickness. Sorry.
因为这一家要养活，对不对
？Because I have this family, you know, to feed them.
但我们有主就不一样。
But if we have God, it's different.
那有主，我们在世上，但是神的时候没到的时候，我们每一个人都活得很精彩。
So before it is our time to go, all our lives will be, you know, exciting.
你不该回家的时候，你就像 Jackie Chan 怎么也打不死，功夫一出来，对不对？放，就有救援的来。
If your time has not come yet, you will not die. You know, just like Jackie Chan. Like no matter what happens, you survive.
那我们就是好多 movie 里面的主角。
We are the, you know, the main characters in the movies.
看着那个歹徒拿一个东西已经对着那个这个贾克昌那个角色要动手了，结果后面那个门啊，外面有个妇女正好就要推门，就把那个人就给推死了。
So for example,
推跌倒在地上。
So a person with weapon, you know, like trying to kill Jackie Chan. The next scene would be a woman opening the door and slamming the door.
Slam that guy and
he
fall on the ground.
Yeah.
那当我们的时候来临的时候呢，弟兄姐妹，我们该回去的时候，高高兴兴回去，
so,
那里好的无比。
So when it is your time to go.Go happily because it is beautiful up there.
真的，包括我自己也是这样。我好多时候觉着可能回去比这里更好，但是呢，我觉着我要跟弟兄姐妹、跟我们的下一代一起来陪同他们一起要走。
So a lot of times I think it must be better up there, but because I need to walk with our brothers and sisters, I need to walk with my children, so that I have the job to stay here.
因为我们的下一代，我们弟兄姐妹教会需要我们。
Because our next generation, our brothers and sisters, our church, you guys need us, need me. Sorry.
感谢主，但是这让我们走的时候，我们就高高兴兴走。
But when it is time for us to go, we go happily.
在这个2019年，在这边兰里有一次大聚会，但是特别是针对穆斯林国家的一些复兴的聚会。其中有一个老的一个属灵父亲在埃及来的，很特别，这个人对待生死的看法。
So back in 2019, there's a gathering in Langley, mainly praying for the Muslim nations. So this older pastor, he came from Egypt. He has a very interesting viewpoint about life and death.
他在埃及呢有一个广播电台，他最主要是来这个暴露揭露《柯朗经》里面的谎言，他的这个就是给穆斯林世界。当时呢，有悬赏他的头是6000万块，穆斯林世界悬赏他的头6000万块美元。
Okay, so he had a radio station in Egypt, and he in his radio station he mainly talks about the flaw of Quran, the lies of Quran, and so people.Are willing to pay up to $60 million to, you know, have him killed. There's a word for that kind of.
结果来到这边，邀请他到这边，就把他放在 hotel。我们这个牧师呢，就去接他，接他说：“你在里面等我们，我们就让你悄悄的出来，就接你去就对了，去聚会就可以。”
So he was here during that gathering and stay in a hotel. So our pastors went to get him, you know, ask him to secretly come down and then go straight to the meeting.
但有一件事情也很奇怪，就是他，来到这面的这件事情其实是蛮保密的。但是他来到这里的时候呢，第二天的报纸上就登出来，他在温哥华。
埃及的报纸。
没有，温哥华的报纸。加拿大的报纸就登出了，你知道这些新闻媒体。
So he actually came like in a secret, so nobody knew like he was in Canada. However, the very next day of his arrival, on the newspaper, you know, the Canadian newspaper media saying that he have arrived.
你知道这里面有好多的这个政界媒体，还有好多很奇怪的事情。
So you know, very interesting.
那所以我这些牧者就更小心了，让他不要随便在外面走动啊。
So of course the pastors was very concerned, you know, they were telling him not to, you know, roam around, you know, not to go outside.
那有一天去接他的时候呢，他就在旅馆外面撞来撞去。
So one time they went to the hotel to pick him up, but he was wandering around in the hotel.
牧师就告诉他说：“你在里面等着呀，那是为什么？这里很危险啊。”
So the pastor was telling him, "Why are you outside? It's very dangerous. You should stay inside."
他说我有什么好怕的呀？
And he said, "Why do I have to be, you know, in fear?"
今天谁如果杀害了我，我立刻就坐了直升飞机去天堂了，我就应该欢喜快乐。哈利路亚。
If I got killed today, I will be going up to heaven by a helicopter, right? I should be happy.
哇，他对我们的信心。
That's testing God.
That's testing.
儿子说那是他在试探神。 OK， 这个问题以后再讨论。好，我们呢，今天我们大家一起起立，我们也来祷告。
So let's rise and we'll pray.
哈利路亚，主啊，实在主，你说我们亲近你，你就必亲近我们。
Hallelujah. He said, "Come near to me, and I will come near to you."
主啊，今天我们特别的来到你的跟前，主啊，我们说，主啊，你的话语立定在天。
Once again, we proclaim that your words will establish our heaven and earth.
你说天地要废去，你的话却不能废去。
You know, heaven and earth will fade away, but your words will never fade away.
主啊，我们看重你的话语。
And we treasure those things that you have said.
主啊，你来预备我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
And you also prepare all our brothers and sisters.
主啊，是的，主，当我们安静的时候，和你独处的时候，我们非常清楚知道我们是属你的。
When we are quiet ourselves, when we are with you, we know that for sure that we belong to you, Lord.
主啊，从今天开始，主啊，你让我们每一个弟兄姐妹在读经祷告的时候，都要亲自的遇见你。
So every time we pray that when we read our Bible, when we're close to you, we will see you individually.
在服侍的时候要遇见你。
And when we are serving you, we will meet you there.
你要加增我们每一个人的信心。
And you will increase our faith.
主啊，你也会改变我们的生命。
And you will also transform our lives.
你说圣经说，当那一天来临的时候，让我们穿上白衣，不至于赤身。
He said, "When that day comes, you will clothe us with white robes, so that we will not be in shame."
主啊，是的，主，谢谢你，主啊，因为你和我们所立的约，你必持守。
Thank you, Lord, for the promise that you have, your covenant with us.
你是我们信心的创始成终者。
You are the beginner of the and the finisher of our faith.
你是阿拉法，你是欧米伽。
You are Alpha, you are Omega.
你是初，你是终。
You are the beginning, you are the end.
你开始的工作必能完成。
You will finish the things that you have started.
你既然呼召了我们，也必然能够在我们生命里面要做的工都能完成。
Since you have called us, you will finish all the works in our lives.
主啊，是的，主，所以我们欢喜快乐来到你的跟前，我们要感谢你的救恩。
So we come before you with this joyful heart.
你说在爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全就出去惧怕。
You said there's no fear in true love, and yes.
主啊，因为你的爱是完全的。
Because your love is complete.
在你完全的爱里面，我们没有惧怕。
In your complete love, there is no fear.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
We praise you. We thank you, Lord.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的把我们每一个弟兄姐妹、我们的家人交在你的手上。
Once again, we dedicate each one of us, our family members, to your hands, Lord.
在以后的道路上面。
In the coming days.
将我们你会我们和你一起要经历很多的令人兴奋的事情。
We will all experience many exciting miracles with you together.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh.